Happy Saturday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Out here, default location, alternate weekend route, the Rouse route. You see I'm wearing my knapsack with a couple of Rouse grocery bags in it. I may stop by Rouse to get something to eat, even though the day started really lazy. I made ribs and potato chips and had cookies and lemon pie, so my calorie intake should be coming to an end. It's not even 5 o'clock yet. So it probably won't be. Basically, what I need to not do is go to Ralph's and get more food. Why I fired this up, as you can see, I'm wearing the mic. I saw a podcaster, somebody, wearing it. You can see how beautiful of a day it is out here. The sun, yesterday it was, you know, rainy and stuff, but you can see how nice and bright and sunny it is out here. 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock. So you can see the days are getting longer. But the reason I really fired this up, because I saw a podcaster or somebody who had their mic on their hat like I got mine. I thought that was the coolest thing. I said, I gotta try that. And if my doggone audio sensor was working, I would be able to see just how, you know, loud it is or whatever. Maybe I might have made an adjustment to the audio settings of the app. I don't know. I could probably check. But it used to go like way up into the red when I had it on 6, but it's not now. So we'll see how it sounds with it, with the thing on the side of my head like that. It doesn't bother me. I can definitely feel it. And you might can see I made an adjustment on the wind guard instead of tying it with a twisty, metal twisty. I found a rubber band, and I knew that would work better, and it seems to be. Definitely need a wind guard. So we'll see how this sounds, and maybe I can stop it, or I can put it where I normally wear it. And today, because the weather's so good and what I'm wearing, it would fit easily. You see, when it fits here on this kind of it does pretty good, but some shirts that it's so big that it doesn't stay steady and it falls over a little bit. And I would rather have it more feeling solid. But I got a funny feeling. Should be some wind. You win? It's a lot of wind. Well, a lot is relative, but I bet you don't hear none because of my wind guard. But the wind is blowing. Here we are on the boulevard once again. Getting them 10,000 steps in. Like I said, the day started very slow and lazy. I had a black mile before I got out of bed. So that tells you where that puts me. And to be honest with you, for the most part, I don't like the way black miles make me feel. But I can't stop them. I don't do them before work, because I probably physically can't. I probably wouldn't be able to do my job. They just take my metabolism to a different place. And sometimes you want that, you know, to relax and have that moment. But I probably shouldn't want that every day. And I'm gonna work on it. So if I smoke a black mile before I get out of bed and just to chill and lay there, you know, go to the places that feeling takes me, and I said, hell, since I'm laying here. Oh, today I was laying there. I started listening to Malcolm X autobiography as narrated by Lawrence Fishburne. It's good. I like the way he talked. I like the way Lawrence Fishburne enunciates it and presents it. It's black, in a way that I resonate with the style he talks and the way he, the words he uses and the actual content of the autobiography. Obviously, the words of Malcolm X himself, the way he characterizes certain things, the way he portrays certain things, I am in line with. The way he talks about white people and black people and bougie people and worshiping people and this and that and all that, I definitely align with. And it's probably even things that I've said in the past before too. Probably the same way. So it was kind of good to hear him tell stories about, you know, ever since he was born, he's talking about first stories. I'm up to where he's like 16, 17 now. He's in New York. He moved from Michigan to Boston to New York. Now he's in New York making his way. He's a, what is it, Lindy Dancer, whatever, you know, that those dances that they used to do. And he talk about how he used to love the music, and Count Basie and Duke Ellington and Hampton. And how he would be at the ballrooms in New York and all that, and how he was still into that. He was into that. And every now and then he'd interject something about house Negroes or integrated Negroes, and how he put conk in his hair and how he looks back at it at that time or whenever, and actually now basically condemns people or black people for wanting to have their hair straight and not taking pride in their kinky hair. And it was just good. It's just good. I think I listened to like 3-4 hours of it. So I'm laying in the bed there. And while I'm like laying there, I don't feel like getting up. I said, well, hell, I'm going to probably take a nap. So let me go ahead and throw some ribs on. So I'll do some ribs in the oven. Set to a timer and an alarm to go off in 1 hour and 20 minutes. Got up, they finished up, came back, laid back down in bed for a little bit. You know, got up and ate, had ribs and potato chips and cookies and a lemon pie. Then I went back to lay back down and took a nap, went back to sleep. And I'm like, oh God. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, if I don't get my steps, I just don't get my steps. But then I laid there and I woke up and said, I gotta do something. I feel like doing something. I gotta do something. And it was 3 o'clock. And with the time change, it's still sunny. And I mean, number one, no, it's still sunny. It was sunny because it's been raining the last few days. And I realized it's not gonna get dark until 7. So I was able to get up and get out and get walking. Not that I haven't walked the night before, but because of the way the sun is and how light it stays in the day, that really kind of forced me to get your ass up and get them to that stuff. Because even after I ate, took a nap and got back on the scale, Mr. Scale told me 203.2 or something like that. 203.8, 203.2, this is after I ate. So if I can get out and walk, knock a couple of those off, and maintain some civility, calorie-wise tonight, I'll be okay going in tomorrow. But we'll see. Like I said, I got my knapsack. You can see I'm wearing my knapsack with 3 Ralph's bags in there, just in case I need to do something like that. But I might just keep walking on. I might not even stop by Ralph's. I wonder what that sound like. See, I got it, and I'm gonna take it. Watch this, I'm gonna take it from here to put it where it normally go. Let's see if you, I don't know if you'll be able to see me do it. Let me see. See if I can get it on there first. Yeah, see, on this shirt, it fits good. It fits nice and tight. See, on this, I knew on this shirt it fits nice and tight. So I would almost rather wear it here on that. So, and worst case scenario, I'd get the wired lavalier mic out, plug it into this transmitter, put the transmitter in my pocket, and just clip the mic part, run it under my shirt, clip it on. But that's why I cut this on, just to do that test. I want to hear how it sounds. Because sometimes when I'm wearing stuff, like I said, depends on what I'm wearing, what kind of shirt or jacket or cover up, especially if I wear my sauna jacket or certain t-shirts I have don't have that tight collar. And that makes it a little bit difficult to clip the mic on. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. I'm glad I got out. Now I should get out and actually go somewhere tonight. You know? I should actually get out and go somewhere tonight. Yeah. Even if I go to the movies or go bowling. Yeah. I'm staying in my house. I know it already. Sitting in there. I do want to at least do some work on the computer, work on some music, web pages or something. Jesus. And not just be happy I don't have to answer no damn phone calls from people. You know. Or do you? Anyway, other than that, ain't got much to say. Oh, today I saw George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic Facebook page posted for the Oakland show in April. I didn't have my glasses on, so I thought it said April 26th. So I text my boy, Rick, up north. I was like, yeah, April 26th is going down. And I was like, yeah, that's a Saturday. I can go. Because I didn't have my glasses on. No, I went to Ticketmaster to check the tickets. And it's the Ticketmaster site said April 25th. And I said, oh no, George done posted the wrong date. And I went back and I looked there, it said 26th. Not the 25th, so Oakland is the 25th. If Oakland was the 25th, I'd have went. I'd have been able to go, because I would be able to go without taking a PTO day. Hell, I just drive up there Saturday, go to the show, drive back Sunday. Yeah, Friday is a tough thing. I wouldn't be able to do it Friday. I'd have to take a day off. And I ain't got that much PTO. I think they play Santa Cruz the next day, the 26th. And I vowed not to go to Santa Cruz ever again in my life. You know, nothing bad happened. It's just that it's too hippie up there. It's just too hippie. I went to a show or see shows, the crowd is just too... It's just not me, you know. I just, you know, they can have it. I love them. I support them. You know, I used to be into that kind of thing. You know, that kind of thinking, that kind of, you know, quote unquote freedom or liberal thinking or new age, whatever you want to call it, hippy dippy, whatever. Not so much anymore. So I ain't against it. I just, you know, choose to not participate is all. So with that said, the way life goes, we'll see. As soon as you say something like that, life has a way of saying, hey, hey, you know that Santa Cruz show. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. But, and then on that Monday, they play Ventura. So, and I'm gonna have to figure out how I'm gonna work that day. Work till 4, get off at 4, work 4 hours. That helps. Work till 4, leave at 4. Work till 6 is the best way. Work till 6. If I can work 10 to 4, 6 is the magic number. Work 6 hours, you only got to take 1.5 hours of PTO. If I work 4, I got to take 3.5. If I work 5, 12 to 5, leave at 5. How long it take to get Ventura? 2 hours. I'll be get there in 2 hours. Or I'd rather give myself enough time. I got to figure all that out. Anaheim too, LA too, so. I got to, you know, go through all that, figure all that. Then once I get all that straight, save PTO as much as I possibly can. You know, where I can, because that whole week is going to be interesting. And then come May, I'm going to need some in May. But I should be able to build it back up come May. But all this depends on if I can work without taking a day off from a job that I'm going around telling everybody at work I'm burnt out of. Even got HR involved in the leave of absence department. Yeah, we got a department for leave of absences. They involved now. So that makes it fun. I got paperwork I need to read. And they lay it all out for you. You know, they lay it all out for you. And the paperwork they sent me was very specific to me. It even had dates on it. It's like this paperwork is good between now and this date. With leave of absence starting on this date and all this stuff, like that. So they ain't playing. They not playing at all. So we gotta get that figured out. We gotta get that figured out. But for right now, I gotta keep working. Right now, I gotta keep working. And there's a chance I might be able to take the time off and get paid. What the hell? That's almost like stealing. Because I was ready, you know, hit the retirement. You know, pull a chunk out to go 3 months doing this, doing that. You know, I'm ready to do something like that. If they telling me there's a possibility that it might be paid for through some kind of short-term disability or something, shoot. Leave my 401k alone, I'll take the money. We'll see. We'll see. Need to look at that paperwork when I get home. Who knows what I'm doing when I get home. I'm almost there, kind of. Most of the walk is almost finished up. Coming up on Rouse now, sort of. See if I'll walk right by. Because there's other goodies I can go get. There's other stuff I can do. And I might just do that. I might just keep walking by. And if I want something sweet tonight, I go to 7-Eleven. And I'll get 2 ice cream sandwiches and 4 chocolate chip cookies. And that way I can eat all those up and not have like a whole big box of ginger snaps, a whole big box of Fig Newtons around. A little bit more expensive, but a lot less calories around the house. It's like one meal satisfying. It's hard to go to Ralph's and get one meal. You go to Ross, you're going to be buying stuff. Still, you might eat all up in one meal, but it's supposed to only last, supposed to last you a couple days. Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday. Did it sound different? I'm going to put it back up there and see what happens. I'm going to put it back under my hat and see. Like right there, like that, how's that? Do I look cool like that? I don't think so. I don't think I look cool. I mean, hey! People flying by, you see me walking, I'm a pedestrian, damn it. Gotta watch your ass out here. I might be sensitive. And I might be, you know, don't come nowhere near me. Don't even look like you approaching fast. I'll look in the car, and some people get it, and they'll stop way back and wave even. Some people act like they don't see you. Some people don't see you. So, it's up to me to protect me. I don't care who got the right of way, even though it's me. It's still up to me to protect me. So, blah, 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 blah. Should I swing on y'all? I don't feel like I should swing on y'all. I don't feel like I really said or did anything. I don't feel like I really said or did anything worthy swinging on y'all. I feel like it's only a 20-minute talk. I don't think I said anything. I was going to repeat what I just said again. Just because I just feel like saying whatever. Actually, I'm talking real low now. I'm talking low to see if it'll pick me up. I usually don't talk this low when I walk and talk anyway. Well, I might if I'm walking along the pathway and it's quiet, but usually I talk louder, especially with traffic going by. You know, I put a little bit more emphasis in my voice, a little bit more energy in my speech, basically. So it's not really about volume. It's about energy and emotion in the words and the delivery. So we'll see. We shall see. It's a big old Rouse. Big old Rouse, and I'm walking right by. Look at me. Look at me waving at Ralph's by. I'm not coming to you, Ralph. I'm not going to you. Nope, nope, nope. Nope, 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 nope. I'm going home. I got food at home. And the food I don't got at home, I got a plan for. And I even got a little bit of, I think I got a half a box of brownie mix. I can make brownies. And that'd be the real killer. I got a half a thing of brownie mix. Like I had it, because I put too much water. I made a box of brownies and I put too much water in it. So I had to use some mix from another box I had to thicken it up. So now I got like a half a box of brownie mix. So I just probably like use half the amount of water and one egg to make it. Blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the phone. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.